For about the last 10 years, you could sum up the Army's mobile strategy with one word, BlackBerry. The handheld devices made by Research in Motion have been the only ones that met DoD's security requirements, like encryption that fits the federal security standard known as FIPS 140-2, enterprise device management, and integration with the military's common access card, so users can sign and encrypt email. Getting a new device certified under the Defense Department's Security Technical Implementation Guide process is neither easy nor quick, says Major General Steve Smith, the cybersecurity chief for the Army Chief Information Officer. They've just finally finished a STIG for a non-BlackBerry device, an Android-based tablet known as the Dell Streak.
We just got a STIG issued on a great mobile product that the vendors no longer sell. And they won't even discount the price. Yeah, we'll take $100,000. You know, what a deal. All right, so we've got to get out of this business.
Though the Army wants to get out of the arduous business of testing and certifying each new device and each new mobile operating system against existing protocols, it's not exactly sure what comes next. So the Army, the Defense Information Systems Agency, and the NSA are preparing to release a broad agency announcement to ask industry to put forth its best ideas.
We want to be able to a point where you'd bring your own device. Maybe even get out of the government-furnished equipment business altogether. Maybe. I don't know. But for the generating force, your CONUS-based force, the majority of our work is office work. And so you could bring your own device. We told General Lawrence we're not going to STIG anymore. I don't care about the device, and I don't care about the OS, provided I could come in remotely into a DISA cloud.
Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence, Smith's boss and the Army CIO, says the bring-your-own-device strategy will work if industry can prove some reliable and secure ways to turn mobile devices into something like thin clients that access Army systems but don't store any data. Then, previously vexing problems like encryption of data at rest become a non-issue.
When you log in with your device of choice to the network, you're going to agree that you're going to allow us to scan you for malware and viruses, and for monitoring, for insider threat, or whatever environment we're going to do. And we're going to keep the data inside of the network in the cloud. It's not going to reside on your device. So as you log in and we authenticate it's you, and we know which portion of the cloud you're authorized to be in, then you'll have that access. And at the end of the day, when you log off, you log off, the data remains where it is secured, and you can go lose your droid, and I don't care.
Smith says the Army also wants industry to tell it how to solve its cat card problem. Currently, users have to insert their physical cards into a separately attached sled whenever they want to use their BlackBerries to send a digitally signed email.
Our end users hate the cat card readers when you try to sync those puppies up, and we make you do it every time. And the thing eats battery like nobody's business. So what do our users do? They don't. And so they would really like to go out to the other named companies where the user experience is much better.
Army officials aren't saying exactly when they'll release that broad agency announcement, but Smith says their timeline is aggressive. They want to have the new mobile way ahead mapped out by the end of this calendar year. Lawrence says it'll rely on a lot of work that the Army acquisition community has already been doing on the Army's common operating environment. The idea there is that the Army adopts industry-led standards, then publishes what it's adopted, so industry knows what's acceptable before it makes an offer. Mobile technology is one of several computing environments the Army's been working on.
We'll save a lot of time and money, because if you want to sell to the Army, here's what you got to build to, here's the environment you're going to operate in. We owe you that. And I'm standing back up a configuration control board to get after that so we can get that published to you and keep it updated. Ms. Takai is thinking about doing it at the joint level, which is the right thing to do, and we'll continue to work that.
The shift to commercial mobile devices and other common off-the-shelf technologies is part of a broader transformation the Army's preparing for as it moves from 10 years of nonstop deployments back to being an Army that's primarily based in the continental United States. And as it stands today, the technology gap between a soldier in Afghanistan and a soldier in North Carolina is huge. Lawrence recalls one conversation with a formerly deployed commander who's now the Army's Vice Chief of Staff.
And he says, you know, Susan, you give me absolutely everything I need to command and control the fight when we're deployed. But when I go back home to Fort Bragg, I go back to the Stone Ages. And rightfully so, we stay committed at the point where our soldiers were at risk. And that's where we invested, was on point. So you'll go out there deployed in the theater and you'll be everything over IP, unlimited bandwidth, whatever ons or juons came in the building, we filled, and you come back home and we're on these old circuit-based switches. VTCs don't work, a lot of frustration. And so that's the things that we're focusing on now.
Lauren says about 85% of Army bases in the continental United States are running on what she says are antiquated networks. Besides the fact that most of the Army's cash has been flowing to the urgent operational needs of its deployed forces, until recently, each post, camp, and station was allowed to pretty much do its own thing on the IT front. That's coming to an end.
We just have to bite the bullet and redesign the entire architecture of the network inside of the continental United States. Today, there are over 500 local-level architecture entry points that just makes us an absolute sieve. And what we have to do is collapse those behind about 20 regional-level architectures environments so that we can put sensors on them and truly start doing some defense of our network and protection of our information.
The Army maintains it already has a big jump on centralizing its IT functions. For example, bases no longer run their own email systems. The Army restarted its migrations of accounts to a new enterprise email system yesterday after a pause that was ordered by Congress. It expects to finish moving all of its own personnel to enterprise email for both secret and non-secret accounts by March of next year. And other parts of DoD want in. The Pentagon's joint staff will migrate its email to the new system this week. Lauren says the NSA wants in too, as do joint combatant commands, including the U.S. European Command, Africa Command, and Southern Command. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.